Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I always like to say, if you weren't up with us at 6 o'clock this morning, we already had a whole nother hour without you, and we'd love you to join us next time. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. And of course, Chad is the founder of Paw Works, and we're so glad that he is joining us. Of course, Tom's here too. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well, Kim. Beautiful day.
Good, good. And I am so excited. We have Wendy McDonald. She is the co-chair of the Hope and Hope Picnic Family Hoedown. And of course, that's going to be right there in Santa Rosa Valley. It's, gosh, I tell you, Kimmy started it. She was the founder of it. And then it's just grown and grown and grown. So welcome. And thank you so much, Wendy, for being here.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be invited to the show and to share this really special event with you. But thank you for having me here, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are going to start our show with a little bit of motivation. The more you like yourself, the less you are like anyone else, and which makes you unique. And really, it's all about really being who you are and just, you know, kind of showing up and being your best. And that's what it's all about. I do want to remind you of our show. We are here from 6 to 8. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got a newsletter. Every time you call in, ask to be on that newsletter. It's more chances to win, but not only that, it tells you of all the events, gives you opportunities to win besides just on our show. We also have opportunities on Facebook to win tickets to all these great events, and we would love to share those with you. Tom's going to talk about some of our great giveaways right now, but I do want to give out our phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, today we're going to be talking with Wendy McDonald. We're going to be talking about There's No Place Like Hope, Family Picnic, Hoedown. And then we're going to be talking with Lorraine Crane about finding blind spots, exposing and changing beliefs that control your life. And I love to share these ladies with us. And of course, Tom and Chad are here. So again, we're so glad you're here. Tom?
Let's do the giveaways. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free-range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. We also have Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street, Ventura. Also, the Veggie Grill. They have a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Along with that, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Plus, you deserve a little sparkle to brighten your day from VV Jewelry. We have that from Kim Pagano. And finally, Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. Don't miss the casino games, live auction, and Southern Fashion. I'm sure, Kim, you are going to be there.
That's right. I am. And we have a lot to give away. I mean, those are like things, and we've got way more if I can fit them all in. So one, like you just said, is let's start off with the Kentucky Derby. And that is happening on May 7th. We've got tickets for that. Also, I'd love to share happening today, Champagne on Main. And I've got one more pair of tickets that we can give away. So if you are interested in going to Champagne on Main, that all happens today from 11 to 6:30. And of course, that's the street fair that starts off. And then the champagne, wine, and craft beer tasting is from 3 to 6. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Okay, well, I'd love to start off with Wendy McDonald, and of course, we're talking about There's No Place Like Hope, and it's a family picnic and hoedown, and we've got lots of stuff that we're doing with you guys, and so thank you so much for letting us join you. So welcome, Wendy. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, thank you very much. This is my second year as co-chair of the picnic, and it just gets bigger and bigger, which is fantastic, and many thanks go to the people that support us. I mean, it's quite incredible.
There you go. So, of course, we're talking about Sunday, May 1st. And of course, it is at Santa Rosa Valley Park from 10 to 4. Talk to us about, obviously, there's a family picnic. Is everybody going to come and kind of, is there nice grass there and everybody's able to sit around with their families? Or tell us, what are we going to find that day?
Well, the park is quite something. It took 30 years to achieve this park. So we have trees, we have grass, we have the scenery, of course, but we have the food and the drinks area. We have something called Kidsville. Now, that's where a lot of the events are happening for the children. A big arena where we have all the performances, and then we have an awful lot of other fun things like the live band, and it's a wonderful spread out environment for everybody to enjoy.
There you go. So tell us, what are we going to find on that day?
Well, I think we're looking at the most amazing performances. We've got the West Coast Frisian Society that are coming. They're going to open up at 10 o'clock with the most amazing anthem ride. So they have the flags, and at the moment we're looking for a singer who will come and
Chad, come on.
Be part of it. No. Well,
just
not,
kidding.
Not my forte.
Okay.
Unless
he does
you
a
hear,
lot of stuff, but
unless
not
you
want to
hear howling dogs.
There you go. I love it.
I don't know about howling dogs, but I think, you know, everybody knows the anthem to a degree, right?
There you go. I love it. Well, that sounds really good. Okay, so talk to us about that day, and what does it all go towards?
This year we've decided to benefit the Sapphire Sanctuary. They've done amazing job in rescuing horses. I mean, I think if I looked at numbers, it's something like 350. It's a great team that they have. And we're also honoring Teddy Tate, who actually rehabbed some horses that were actually going to slaughter. So she worked with them and then set up something called the War Horse Alliance, which is the returning veterans and their families that have some issues when they come back. And then she started also Steeds of Light, And this is to work with battered women and their families. So she's quite an amazing lady.
Well, that sounds great. So, of course, this is free to get in.
It is.
Right. So, and I know that last year they had a pie festival, right, where everybody made pies. I actually made an avocado pie to donate. And it was funny because I thought, oh, my God, I never made this. But, of course, Pinterest, I looked it up. It was actually really good. I got a high bid on it. So that was good. But I know there's a pie contest, right, that you'll be selling pies.
Well, this has become this really top competition item because people, they've actually sort of pushed each other out the way to come in with the biggest bids. And last year it was a teenage girl that came up with the biggest bid. So, you know, people bring out their grandmother's old recipes. They bring out the most famous thing that they can think of that people might not know, like southern pies. So it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. Chad, you could probably talk about this, but I know that the increasing financial hardships for people is causing escalating numbers of animals in need of assistance. And I know.
Absolutely. I mean, and being that this is focused on horse rescuing, I mean, I myself own a horse, so I know how expensive it can be to own a horse. So when we're struggling in the economy, It's the first things to go.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah. So Wendy, talk to us a little bit about how that works, and what your goal is financially here.
Well, I think it's really about awareness. There's an awful lot of people who don't do anything about it, so they could step up a little earlier. They could get help. They could actually say, "We're having difficulties," but they don't. So to find a horse that's been left pretty much to starve in the backyard, it happens more than you care to think.
I know in the past, and of course that's what Paw Works does, but in the past when there was that really big crunch and people were losing their homes, let alone losing their animals, what do people do, and how did, can you kind of give a little bit of background how this was started? And I know Kimmy that started this, but tell us kind of what was the reason behind all this.
Kimmy Black is one of those genuine people that was put on this earth to help animals. She really was. So
yeah. Do you know Kimmy Black?
I do know Kimmy Black very well, actually. She's actually one of my fosters.
Okay. How did I know that? Yeah. Okay.
And her daughter performed in one of our events.
Yeah. I know both of them. A beautiful family.
Absolutely.
And again, just like Chad, just like me, it's like, you know, we just kind of open our hands, open our arms, open our lives. And now we have, there's no place like hope. So
we do. And this is actually the sixth year. So she's been doing this to a lesser degree. And now, of course, we've made it into
a far bigger event.
Exactly.
Yeah. So who's going to be performing that day? And, of course, I do want to remind everybody that it is mark your calendars for Sunday, May 1st. And that's from 10 to 4. And it's in Santa Rosa Valley. It's at the Santa Rosa Valley Park, Hill Canyon, and Santa Rosa Valley Roads. And they connect right there. It's a beautiful park that we've actually, got now, right? And and so we're really excited about that. But who will be performing?
So apart from the Frisians, we have the Warhorse, which is the Heritage Military Group. Now, they come in the uniforms of Scots Greys, and they've just returned from Belgium, actually, where they went to be part of the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, where Napoleon was defeated. And they tell amazing stories, of course, but they do a lot of military drills. They do a lot of sword slashing and a lot of sort of target pinning. And it's very exciting when they get going.
Wendy, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Wendy, how did you get involved and why did you get involved? What's your background?
Well, I actually was a television producer and I've worked all around the world, but came to live in California with my daughter who's here and the grandchildren. And animals has always been the passion. And Kimmy said, could you come and help with the silent auction? And here I am, co-chair, bringing in all the performances and all the attractions.
That's
and the
food
trucks.
That's kind of how it happens, hey, right?
I know how that works.
I know.
You just find someone you gravitate towards and who has the same passion as you, and you just want to cling on to them because they have such an exuberance about what you do. So I completely understand that. I mean, I do that every day of my life.
I've
grabbed you on.
I know, and I've grabbed you, and vice versa. Exactly. And that's really what it's all about. It's about finding that support team of, you know, that you can make your dreams, your passions alive, come alive. And of course, you know, we all have those gifts. And so why not do something that's so easy for you to add on to what is making There's No Place Like Hope. So really excited to be a part of this. We need to take a really quick break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the vendors and some of the people that are going to be a part of this. And of course, I'm so excited for everyone to be there. I'd love to give something out right now. And I've got some Veggie Grill gift certificates. And if you haven't already eaten at Veggie Grill, oh my gosh, it's so good. I've been trying to eat a healthier, and that's one of my favorite places to eat. So I've got a gift certificate to give out right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Mark your calendars for the 5th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature two stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow is the California Jazz and Wine Festival over in Westlake, and that's at the Four Seasons Hotel. And of course, Tom Scott is going to be there, the Grammy winner. And not only that, it is all presented by the Rotary Club of Westlake Village Sunrise, and it's going to be from 1 to 5, unless you got some VIP tickets, and I hope that you do. Then you'd be getting there at 12. And if you haven't already got your tickets and you want to go, check out CaliforniaJazzWine.com. Also, today is the Champagne on Main Spring Wine Walk. And, of course, we've got tickets for that. If you haven't already called in, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is going to be going on from 11 to 6. It's probably, it's getting started shortly, so you got to get your tickets. But, oh, my God, they've got so many things going on.
And go hungry.
And go hungry, yeah, from what they told us, right? Yeah, so definitely with that. Also, we've got the over in Westlake today from 10 to 6, We've got the Westlake Home Show, and I'm telling you, that is going to be really fun. It's today and tomorrow, 10 to 6 today and 10 to 4 tomorrow. And of course, if you're looking to downsize your life with tiny heavenly homes, please visit www.westlakehomeshow.com. We've got so many things happening. I can't even keep track of all of them, but of course, I want to mention one. We are so excited to be a part of Ventura Water Support. And on April 23rd, help us celebrate our planet and support the Earth Day EconoFest. And that is from 10 to 5 at the Ventura Beachfront, Seaside Promenade Park, and Surfers Point Boardwalk. Parking is $5, but valet bike parking is free. So did you get that? Like, yeah, you got to take your bike, so go green. But anyways, of course, that is April 23rd. And so I'd love you guys to be there. That's next Saturday. So definitely check that out. And of course, right now we're talking with Wendy McDonald. We're talking about There's No Place Like Hope. And of course, this is their sixth year, correct?
That's the sixth
year,
yes.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been going on that long and how much bigger and better. And it, everything keeps growing. Everything we do, like, you know, people just love events, you know, and such. It's such a great thing. We were kind of talking a little bit about caring and protecting our community. And I know that that's kind of like the whole, you know, substance of what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is. I mean, yes, we're looking to try and help our animals, but you have to think that this all comes back to education. So the more we can show the children and set examples and keep our communities the way that we would like to enjoy them, then everybody is a win-win situation.
Right, right. And now talk to us about who are some of the sponsors and, you know, of the food vendors that are going to be there. Well, I always go right to the food, right?
Of course.
Is there something about that? So
it's our comfort level.
There you go.
It is the comfort level. I mean, I must say, I can't believe that people travel miles and miles to go to the food trucks, but we have the grilled cheese truck, and they tell me all of these hits they have. They're talking like 60,000. Happy we've got like 1,000.
Yeah.
Bollywood Bites, it's also different. Then we have Desserts to Die For, which is this cool
rehab host, right? I've seen it, the hearse that comes out.
Right.
I love it. Great. That's a great concept,
which is terrific. And then I'm a coffee buff, so Percolator had to come, and good to go juice.
What's your coffee that you like?
Strong.
Like our men, right?
Yeah,
no,
right.
You know, it's funny because I like almost like a milk chocolate, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah. Double
you
espresso.
Like it? Okay, so you're really strong too.
Straight to the point.
Yeah,
but it's exciting because we have the craft beers from Enegrin, of course. And then this year, I went local and found Four Bricks Winery from Ventura.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, they're up and they have different things to show. And I'm thrilled that they're coming.
Yeah.
So we have them, but then, you know, just going back a little bit to some of the main attractions, I mean, we have an awful lot of photo opportunities. We have Love on a Leash. Now, this is an organization where they take dogs to schools and hospitals and libraries. So the kids choose a book, and they go and sit with the dogs, and they read to them. But it's one of the most successful literacy programs they've actually come up with, not just in America. This has sort of gone worldwide now.
Yeah, you know what? We're also working with Caneo Valley Days, and I know they did that last year. And I just think reading, you know, it opens up a whole nother world for you. And then reading with your dog, right? I mean, how cool is that?
You know, and I've been there, and you get this old pug who might sort of raise an eyebrow. Then you've got like a golden that's like, yeah, let's do that. So it's fantastic. And some of these kids don't even have a pet, so their confidence and the challenges, the animals can cut through.
Yeah. Talk to us about, I know that you have Riley's, what is it called, Riley's?
Yes, and this year we're actually benefiting Sapphire Rescue.
Okay. What is Sapphire's Rescue?
Sapphire have done an amazing job taking in horses, and they just rehomed 35 Arabs from a hoarder who used to race them, and then, of course, they were just standing there. But we're also honoring Teddy Tate. And I think, you know, what she does in terms of really being able to work with the veterans when they come back and their families. and the battered women in Steeds of Light, you have these people that dedicate their lives and they give up everything to make this work. So it's a win-win too, because the horses are actually part of something instead of really being not able to continue. And everybody has a really good time.
Well, that's great. Do people bring, are you going to have all your horses out there? People are going to be able to see everybody's horses. Do they bring them out there? There's a lot of horses there.
Well, they do. And the other thing we have is the Gentle Carousel West Miniature Therapy Horse Group.
Oh, and very they cool. Are Those something. Are the small, little, beautiful ones, right?
And they dress them up. But they go to Ronald McDonald House, they go to children's hospitals, they go to the veterans hospitals, but they also belong to the crisis management. So sadly, but it was a good thing, they actually flew them to New York and they took them into Sandy Hook. So anything that comes up as a crisis, the hurricanes, they'll take them in so the children have something to relate to. And they dress them in ribbons, they have little booties, they... an amazing association.
Wow. Well, I am really excited. Again, I want to, just make sure everybody's got this on their calendar. Sunday, May 1st, 10 to 4, Santa Rosa Valley Park, Hills Canyon, and Santa Rosa Road. lots of stuff there. What's the website that they'll be able to find more?
www.thehopepicnic.com.
Wonderful. And so can you tell us just a little bit about Sapphire? I know you said they brought in the... How long have they been around? Do you guys have...
They've been around for some years, but they found themselves in a situation where it was just sheer numbers that made them totally commit to this. And they have a team. They have a full team that get out, and they certainly make a difference.
Wonderful. Yeah, and you mentioned maybe to date they've saved about 350 horses.
About 350 horses, and they just had a...
So it's definitely a great cause. I mean, and it's a great time. Everybody enjoys it, but it brings awareness to these rescues that and sanctuaries that people don't realize. I mean, for me, being a nonprofit as well, being PawWorks, anything you get out the word, I mean, people just think there's an economic impact, but there's a social impact in what we do, and we bring these animals into this world, and then we forget about them. I mean, it goes on to, you know, our children and our elderly. It's a bigger picture.
Excuse me. Perfect. And thank you so much. I guess, I always say many hands make little work. And I thank for all these great people that have come together to make there's no place like hope. So, yeah thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being
well,
here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. It's great to have a chance to really talk about what we do.
I know, and I love it. And of course, the fact that it's the sixth year, things are going great, and it's going to be another amazing event.
It is.
Well, good. All right, Wendy McDonald, where do we find out more about it? One more time to give out our website.
We have our website, and we also are on Facebook as well, which is There's No Place Like Hope. And the website, www.thehopepicnic.com.
All right. And, of course, these are all in our newsletters and on our Facebook and everywhere that you can find. We're spreading the word, so that's what it's all about. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Lorraine Crane. And we are going to be talking about if somebody told you something when you were really young, you might be kind of believing that, and we need to change some of those beliefs. It might be controlling your life, and of course, that's all about finding blind spots. So we are so excited to have Lorraine be a part of our show, and of course, Lorraine Crane, she'll be in studio with us. I do want to do a quick giveaway, and I would love to share with somebody. The Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. And, of course, it's going to be casino games, live auction, and Southern fashions. And that is May 7th. I've got tickets. If you'd love to go, I'd love to share that with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'd love to do another giveaway. And if anybody has ever, I love jewelry. I just love jewelry. I can't have enough.
Doesn't?
I know. Okay, so you're right there with me. And
diamonds are not just a girl's best friend.
Yeah, I know. They're guys too.
Oh,
I like it. All right. Well, Vivi Jewelry is actually. Adds a little bit of sparkle to brighten our day, and I'm all about brightening our day. So I have some jewelry that they have joined our show, and I would love to share that with you. And if you are looking to find another something else to make more money or just really share with your friends, go to Vivi Jewelry and sign up there. It's a great I love every time I've gone to a party, it's been really fun. And of course, I come out with sparkles all over. So I'm excited to share that with
everybody.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I know. We're so good. Okay. I like it. Anyways, I am really excited. I do want to give out our phone number here. The phone number is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number to call. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you are calling about so that we can share all of these great gifts with you. And we want to. That's what we want to make sure that you've been able to get all these other things that are happening. I do want to do one more quick giveaway. And we have Surf and Suds Beer Festival. That's happening May 21st. It's a little bit away, but I've got tickets for you. And so if you want to call in right now, 805-419-0008. All right, Lorraine Crane, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome.
I know that you talk about finding blind spots, and tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and so glad that you're here.
Okay. my name is Lorraine Crane. I'm a licensed clinical social worker for more years than I like to admit. However, I love my work and I love the people.
Another
who come
person,
to see me.
We were talking about how if you love what you do, it just comes easy to you. It's like your gift in life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've enjoyed that for many years. But what I find with clients, I work usually with individuals and or couples, is that sometimes we know where we're stuck, but we don't know how to get unstuck. And so one day when I was driving, I realized that I couldn't see out of my side mirror. And I went, there's a blind spot. I can't see. And I went, oh, that's what my clients go through. There's a part of their life that they just don't see. So I started developing this concept of finding blind spots and exposing and changing beliefs that control our lives.
Right. And it makes so much sense. I mean, you figure, you know, if I mean, I know we kind of, there's things that maybe we've been told, right, when we were younger or by our parents or maybe a sibling or, you know, a coworker or somebody. Somebody just said that almost like it kind of re-informed or what's the word?
It lands in our head.
Yes, but then it we actually took it upon ourselves and we start to believe it, and then that's, it kind of adds to our negative talk.
Right.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that there are age groups. You know, there's the infant, and then there's the toddler, and then there's the school age. And in each age, we take in different beliefs because we're a culture that lets us know how to behave. So they tell us, don't do this, do that. So by the time, for instance, we're like an adolescent, which I think more of us can relate to,
right,
is the whole issue with that is how do we define ourselves as an adolescent between 11 and 15? How do we belong? And adolescents are always looking for justice, if you think about it. And that's why they rebel so much.
So meaning that approval?
Approval, but they want justice in the world because they're trying to find their place in the world.
Right.
And that's why they argue so much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they'll argue and fight with you because they're trying to say, I'm not you.
Yes.
Okay. So they have those kinds of needs. When those needs are thwarted, or if what we're told is, don't do that, don't think that, this is wrong, then we have to make rules that go along with the beliefs. So the rule might be, say, with a relationship, and that's what I'm sort of dealing with today. In a relationship, you don't initiate. You know, my mother used to say, don't chase the boys.
Right. That was wrong, right? Yeah.
That was bad, bad.
So you never chased any boys?
Well, I wanted to, but I had the rule in my head. Oh. So each core belief, because chasing the boys would be a bad thing. So I had to, that was my belief. So the rule was not to. Now, I could break the rule. But generally, we go along with the rule. But that limits us. That limits us in our thinking. So we can either comply or we can rebel. A lot of kids rebel. Till we get a revised core belief, which is what I try to do.
And you know what's interesting? When you just said that, okay, the people that rebel, they're actually probably the ones that are, okay, I hope my kids aren't listening to this right now, but you know, because they're actually stretching their muscles and saying, no, I feel different about this, or I believe in myself. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I think that, you know, and yet sometimes, like what you were saying, and I know that I kind of stayed within my parents' little form, you know.
You're a good girl.
Good girl. Good girls, okay, you know. But you need to, you know, that kind of stretch your wings a little bit.
Yes.
As long as it helps you, right?
Right.
Yeah, not hurt you.
Well, if you can't do it in a way that's not rebellious, at some point you'll be rebellious. If it's not 15, it'll be 20. If it's not 20, it's 25. Or later. So it just depends. But we all need to sort of separate ourselves from what we were told.
Wow.
About what's our identification.
So great point, Lorraine. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with Lorraine Crane. We're talking about finding our blind spots and exposing and changing our beliefs that control our lives. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Lorraine Crane actually practices in Westlake. And give out your number if anybody's it's like going, oh my God, this so resonates with me. I need to get an appointment with Lorraine right now.
805, area code 827-9905.
So
805-827-9905.
Okay, give Lorraine a call. I'm telling you, she's worked with so many people. I recommend her all the time. And she's very relaxed, but she gets it. So, So give us some tips. If we've already kind of recognized, you know, some of our thoughts that I'm living my parents' life right now, you know, not mine.
So, for instance, in relationships, if we have a very high standard, whether it's real or not, then we can eliminate a lot of people. So if the belief is I have to have a perfect kind of person, then we eliminate people. if we believe there's a basic doubt in whether people are available to love us, then we take on a whole different sense of maybe I'm not lovable.
Mm.
So the core belief is usually that we're not lovable or we're not worth it or why would I bother? So when you start having relationships coming out of that belief, it's usually pretty negative. If you're lucky enough to have come from a family and integrated really positive thoughts, like I am worthy and you can do anything you want, but it's backed up with support, then you approach life in a very different way and you'll follow different rules.
Chad, can you relate to this at all?
I can definitely relate, and I can definitely relate on my son's level. And as you know, we both have adopted sons.
That's right.
So having an adopted son, I think we instill something in them that's very different than what a lot of parents do, because we have to give them that unconditional love and we have to put it out there that they can do anything. I mean, I love my son dearly. He's 8 years old, but he's the most argumentative little 8 year old because he has his opinion and we've instilled that in him. And now being a gay father also, you know, we have a double thing. So we're always about giving him that support and love. So I mean, this resonates very well with me. I get it. And I see through my son how, you know, where my pitfalls were as a young adult or a child and where I didn't get the support. Now we're giving it to him. So, you know, we learn as adults.
And
you know,
we hope that we turn it around and do better for our children the next time. So exactly. I love that. Thank you for sharing.
If we're conscious enough. Because most people think what they think is right.
Oh.
And what they think is the way their kids should believe. It takes a pretty enlightened person to be able to say, okay, this is how I think, but is that best for this child with that personality?
That is very true. I mean, my son, you know, growing up and having him, you know, I'm very calm and I'm a Libra and I'm all about balance and justice. And I don't know if I believe all that, but it's just who I am. My son, who has ADHD and all over the place, but he's a brilliant little child. And the things he watches and grows on and loves, it blows my mind because I'm like, I didn't get that. I don't like that. I don't what?
Yeah.
And I have to instill in him and just keep it positive because there's days that we want to wring our children's necks. But we have to step back and just let them be them and give them the best that we can.
Right. Lorraine, how do we form those core beliefs? I mean, how do we? Is it because we believe our parents? I actually just did an article on this. I wrote a column, and I do want everybody to check that out. Another great Caneo Valley lifestyle. But how are we programming our families? Okay. And this
from
is
the
just
beginning.
Yeah, this is a perfect way to give our children in a very respectful way to believe their own beliefs and to give them a platform.
And you can even say to a child who's old enough, "So what do you believe about that?" Mm. And let's see what comes from their belief rather than telling them what to believe.
Right. So let me ask you a question, and I know we're talking about relationships. You have, you know, two people in a relationship, and they both have different beliefs. And now you know, you're trying to get along, but one believes one way and one believes another way. How do you come together to be on the same platform to be in a successful relationship?
Well, it's a great question. And you do what we was talking about. What are your beliefs about money? What are your beliefs about sex? What are your beliefs about children? And most people don't consciously know what they believe until you ask them.
So
it's a good conversation.
Yeah, I think this is like really good conversation
so
before you get married.
Honest.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I was even thinking about this the other day that, you know, we have contracts for every single thing in business, okay? And yet we have no contracts for what we expect out of a relationship.
Especially if people don't speak about that at the beginning, because at the beginning they're in love.
Yeah, and everything seems perfect until
perfect
it slowly starts wearing off, right?
Because then we start really experiencing the other person as other. You know, when you're in love,
you're one. Oh, that makes so much sense.
So that when you start living with somebody and you say, well, why did you know, do that? Or I remember my husband said, why don't you fill the ice cube tray up? And I said, that's what you have to complain about? So,
yeah. So wait, let's hold on to that. So mm-hmm. if somebody is starting to nitpick at their relationships, what do you do? I mean, you know, it's...
Well, one thing is just talk about what are your beliefs about sex? What are your beliefs about that? And where they learned it when they were children. But if they talk about how they worked it and then you talk about yours, then all of a sudden you can see the difference and you can't make the other person, but you can invite them. Because what's the sex about? It's about differences and mystery and interesting, also safety. So you have two polarities going on. So for instance, if I have trouble initiating and my partner has trouble initiating,
you're screwed. No. Right? Screwed. No. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, how do you change that?
Well, you change it first by being aware of it and then trying to put some interest and mystery into the relationship rather than defending and protecting yourself from either being hurt by that person or if for women, a lot of times initiation is a bad thing, you know? So then the woman's waiting for the guy to initiate.
Because we've been taught that.
That's a belief.
Okay,
and
wow.
And a belief has a rule.
There you go.
And the rule is don't initiate, you wait for the man.
Wow. But, we have to have some circumstances because that is going to end up being, it's going to lead us to a rabbit hole in a bad place.
Right.
So how do we change some of those beliefs?
You start talking about what you believe about that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I'll see couples, they never even discussed money. Or how they deal with money, how they were raised about money.
So could you do this after you've been married for a while and sit down? That's why we need to come to you, right? Because we need to kind of get all this out on the table and kind of like almost do house cleaning.
You need a mediator to be able to bring these things up without feeling
threatened.
You
want to do it before it gets really bad where you don't even want to, you can't even hear them anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so you want to do it while you're still interested in being with this partner.
And you can rekindle the interest if you could talk about where you're stuck.
I love it. For anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Lorraine Crane. We are talking about finding your blind spots. I'm telling you, first of all, she's in all of our newsletters. She's got a website. What is your website again?
It's findingblindspots.com.
Okay, great. Check it out. I'm telling you, if you want somebody just to kind of, you know, like you need a mirror, a person just to mirror off of what your thoughts are, I'm telling you, she's really great, and you'd love to go and share some of your blind spots with her. So anyway, stay with us. We're going to take a really, really quick break, and I'd love to share some Rubicon tickets. I've got Rubicon tickets, and of course, their premiere is Extras, and of course, that is going to be starting May 1st. Of course, they're located on East Main Street. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day?
without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North of Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on The Kim Pagano Show.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And of course, that is 2 to 3, The Brighter Side of Recovery with Sherry Gaba. And of course, we've got great guests on that show. So we'd love you to join us there. Right now, we're talking with Lorraine Crane, and we're talking about finding blind spots. And Lorraine, if somebody doesn't really even know that they have blind spots, I mean, what's some of the tips that you would talk about?
Well, one thing you can notice is if you're blind to how you push people away.
That's a big one.
It's a very big one because you don't even realize. You could say, well, this person or these people don't inform me. They don't invite me. You might ask yourself, how open am I?
Wow. What kind of signals are you giving?
And what we don't notice about ourselves, which is a hard thing, but with a good friend, you might be able to talk about what you don't notice about.
Or with you.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes we don't want to hear it, you know. It's kind of like our kids or our parents or, you know, somebody will be like, you're really moody. And I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, well, because we don't want to face it. But if you're in a therapist and you're...
And I find that if someone keeps saying the same thing, if you keep having the same problem, you might want to just look at yourself.
Ooh, great point. Yeah, because it's 10 people didn't lie, right?
Exactly.
So, right. Yeah.
And sometimes we're blind to our need for approval from other people.
Mm.
And if we don't see how much we need other people, then we can't really move on and be successful because we're busy approving.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, we call it codependency.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
The codependent story is when a codependent dies, somebody else's life flashes before their eyes because they have spent their whole life
living somebody else's
ideas, thoughts, beliefs.
Wow.
Life.
Yeah. We call that, you know, like my husband, luology. Okay. I'm like, I'll tell you exactly. No, I can't know what he's going to, you know, feel. I can only know what I feel.
That's why you have to ask.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So very good. Very good.
Another one is being blind to controlling behavior of how we control other people. See, we think we are being controlled, but many times we are controlling other people's behavior.
Mm.
And that's an important piece to look at because it's easy to say, he or she controls me. But it's always a dance.
Right.
Right? There's always two people involved. So you might want to look about your own controlling behavior.
Got it.
And then you start making, once you become aware of what, maybe you take one piece, start slow.
Okay.
And start making slight internal shifts in how you think about it. So maybe it would be, all right, say if I am a controlling person and I acknowledge it, how do I do it with this person? And then try and do it differently. Back off.
She makes it sound so simple, huh? Yeah.
It's talking. I think you just communicate with yourself too. Mm-hmm. Not even just with other people. It's just communicating within yourself and
being
open
real
and honest.
And honesty. Yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
So people have a hard time acknowledging places where they're not doing the best that they think they can, and then they judge themselves poorly.
Lorraine, what are the most common places that we have blind spots?
Usually it's in relationships.
Right.
But it's also about how we live our life, how we think we should be in life. It's everything because we have core beliefs about everything. And as I said, in different stages, like an adolescent, what they're trying to achieve is different than maybe what a youngster is or somebody older. But I think that controlling behavior is a good thing to really look at in relationships, whether it's friends or children or a husband or a wife.
Wow, really good. Give out your phone number so people can get in touch with you.
Area code 805-827-9905.
Okay, great. And if you could just leave us with one big tip, if somebody was going to come in and see you, what would be the first place that, the first question that you would ask them?
The first question I'd ask them is how they live their life.
You know, how's your life working for you? Right? Yeah. And
what's the problem?
Yeah.
See, if somebody brings me a problem, then I know where they are.
What if they don't know the problem?
Then I'll help them figure it out. It's slow. You know, there's no 1, 2, 3 answers.
Right.
Life is very complicated, and people are very defensive. They want to hold on to themselves and what they think, even if it's not working. Mm. But then they come to you to help you change them, and then they resist the change. So that's what we have to work through.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you so much for being here, Lorraine Crane.
My pleasure.
And Lorraine, give out your website one more time.
www.findingblindspots.com.
There you go. All right, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Yes.
And I want to give out your website for Chad Works.
Yes, it's paulworks.org.
Okay, I got you. Okay, cool.
And we are having our golf tournament at North Ranch Country Club on May 16th.
Okay.
And if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to play, you know, give me a call. You can call me at 805-616-4101. We want everybody to come out. 120 spots.
Ooh, all right.
And what is it that Paul Works does?
We are a nonprofit animal rescue. We're the largest in Ventura County.
Okay,
animal
cool.
Rescue.
Yeah,
oh.
A really great thing. All right, we are at the end of these hours. And, of course, join us from 2 to 3. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Work hard and be proud of what you achieve. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Go have a great day. And give somebody a compliment. And I'm sure that you'll get that shine right back in your face. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.